Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm also happy because hockey season starts in like a week. I mean, this is incredible. This is like Christmas morning. Everything's happening at once. We're going to have a Rangers-Penguins game. And this month, we're going to have McDavid and Crosby out in Edmonton. That's another reason I'm happy today. Limits on the road with Austin and Joe. The possibilities are endless here. We could go around to high schools for sports challenges in any kind of sport. I once, a million years ago, when I was writing for the Trib, when I was starting out there, mid-90s, went to Fox Chapel and played in a girls' field hockey game.
Really?
Yeah. And was stunned at all the rules and that I couldn't wind up and take slap shots. There's rules like that. I was like,
I can just picture you winding up to take a slap shot at a girls' field hockey player and everybody just being so concerned by the potential outcome.
Believe me, they were tougher than me. It was intense. Point being, the possibilities here are endless. Aren't they?
I think so.
We could have high schools and colleges across Western Pennsylvania inviting you and I to come out for a sports challenge. I think it's a stroke of genius.
I'd love that. And we could do other colleges around the area. We could do precision passing. We could do free throws.
Maybe if somebody's playing golf at a nice country club, one of the high school teams, they would invite us out, or to go and compete against their kids. That would be great. But we start with Pitt, and I think next up is an Eli Holstein accuracy challenge. He's been fabulous, but I think I could outdo him from 15 yards and in, and certainly outdo you.
Probably.
Where'd your cockiness go? You showed up yesterday at the Pitt thing thinking you were going to be the best player, and you were.
Yeah, I had one really good pass that I cannot wait to see in Ben Tenuta's video.
That's all going to be up at 93.7thefan.com. In the meantime here, we're talking about Devontae Adams and the Steelers' pursuit of a wide receiver. I just don't see any logical reason why their own self-evaluation, which was, we need another big-time weapon here, would have changed four games into the season. Why would it have changed? Clearly, I would think there'll be a team in on the Adams pursuit. Let's hear what Ian Rapoport had to say about this. Was this last night, Limits?
Yes.
Let's hear him.
He preferred to be traded. So let's get to where we stand. Of course, this has been months and months of speculation. We know plenty of teams called the Raiders trying to trade for Devontae Adams. It was always met with a, nope, not into it. The Raiders are trying to win. They're trying to win now. And of course, Devontae Adams has wanted, ever since the Raiders very famously traded for him for the Green Bay Packers, he has wanted to be a member of the Las Vegas Raiders. My understanding, and again, this is something I reported with a good friend Garofolo over there, is that yesterday this all changed. This is when Devontae Adams informed the Raiders that he would prefer to be elsewhere. No doubt it has been a tumultuous season for Devontae Adams. Got injured his hamstring late in the week. It was the accidental or whatever like from Antonio Pierce on the Instagram post. I'm sure that did not go over great. And this is where we stand. Devontae Adams still nursing a hamstring, still would prefer to be somewhere else. And there's going to be a legitimate and very real market. And of course, we're going to speculate on potentially where he could go. It starts, but certainly does not end with the New York Jets and his old friend Aaron Rodgers. This is something, until it happens or until we are for sure it doesn't happen, going to be a massive topic in Las Vegas and all over the NFL.
You know, the Antonio Pierce perhaps accidentally liking it. I laugh at that, but I also live in fear of that. Sometimes, I'll give you an example. Sometimes I'm scrolling through X, which I'd really like to quit because I hate it, actually. Although I go to it for news and entertainment from time to time. Well, actually a lot. But sometimes I have my phone in my hand, Limits, and I'm falling asleep. And then I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, did I press something? Did I like something horrible? Because once you do that and everybody gets a hold of it, even if it really was an accident, you're dead.
I have the same fear. Like, legitimately have the same fear.
It could happen to any of us.
Yes.
So whenever somebody says, oh yeah, I didn't mean to do that, part of me says, okay, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt once. The head coach of a team liking his player's trade request on Twitter? That is incredible.
And I'm sure some people are even searching it out at this point. Well, oh, there's a controversy with Devontae Adams. Is anything going on with his teammates, with his coach? Considering everybody, once you hear, oh, Devontae Adams wants out, the first thing that people go to is Devontae Adams following Justin Fields on Instagram?
For good reason, right?
Yeah.
I mean, these things can sometimes be telling. The fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Here's the context in which all this is happening. The umbrella over it all is that the AFC is wide open. I think more wide open. And I know the Chiefs struggled last year during the regular season. And believe me, I always bet on the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. But the fact of the matter is they're having some major problems there with injuries. Some major problems. Then I look around at the rest of the AFC and I don't see a great team. I don't really see a team to fear. I think Buffalo might have the best player in Josh Allen, but they got problems. They got big problems defensively. They had the best team a few years back when they had all pros dotting their defense. Now they got none. You know, they got problems. They're a team to contend with because they have Josh Allen. Jets. I could see them coming on this year, but nobody trusts the Jets. The Ravens. They're good. They always are. But it's not like they tear through the playoffs every year. They got some issues. I think they may be a lesser defensive team than they were a year ago. Texans are a good team, no doubt. Not a great team. And then the Chiefs. This is wide open. Like, you could picture all kinds of scenarios. You could picture Buffalo upsetting Kansas City in the playoffs. I could. I mean, they've come within 13 seconds one year. And maybe within a missed chip shot last year, at least of overtime, of doing it anyway. You may never have to face the Chiefs in a playoff situation. You may face the Ravens. And the Steelers basically own the Ravens lately. Right? And who else? I mean, the AFC is wide open. And I think you give yourself a separator in Devontae Adams if you go out and aggressively pursue him and get him. 412-928-9370. The General with Starkey's Card of the Week coming up. Let's go to the phones, Wonder Twin.
Tony in Crafton says that he is a lifelong Raiders fan and has some Devontae Adams comments.
Good morning, Tony.
Joe, I know as much about the Raiders as anybody in the city of Pittsburgh. Believe me, I went through ATL double hockey sticks growing up as a kid. Believe me.
Congrats.
How's your Achilles doing? You blew yours out right at the time I blew mine out. My leg has never been the same. And I did it the same way you did it, busting some young dude's butt playing basketball.
You know, my calf muscle has shrunk and has never come back. Yeah. Other than that, I'm doing well, Tony. What's the crux of your call here?
Yes, the leg is definitely one size bigger than the other now. My calf, too. Okay, when it comes to the Raiders, ever since we traded Carr, that was like basically backstabbing him.
Yeah.
I really don't believe he's hurt. I believe it's easier to trade a guy that's not, you can say, hurt than you can say he quit dead on the team. I think he quit on their team when we traded Carr. I really do. And it appears... Who don't know Pierce is old school? Come on. He played for Colonel Tom Coughlin. The guy fined you 5 minutes before you come to, if you were late early for a meeting.
And good old Coughlin. He was great. So tell me this.
He talks to Tom Coughlin all the time. He says he calls him at least once a week. Believe me, the guy's old school. When he said the guys quit, that's one of the dudes that was out for business decisions. That's one of the dudes that did it, bro. I'll bet a paycheck on the whole
deal. He's still great, right? You watch him every game. Oh, Devontae Adams is great, isn't he?
He's like Randy Moss. He's mad because we've had a bunch of bums throwing to him, and he quit on the team. Believe me, where if he goes to a team with a quarterback, he'll be killing it again.
Imagine how good he would have been under Coughlin. with the Jacksonville Jaguars. But tell me this. Did Brian Hoyer really play quarterback last year for the Raiders, or was that an apparition?
How about him and Nate Peterman? I never wanted Nate Peterman to see the field. That guy stinks. Oh, is he horrible? And Gruden loved him. And they had him back on the team last year. And somehow I think the guy's still in the league. That guy's an interception walking.
You are tremendous, Tony. Why don't you call once a week on Football Fridays? We'll break down some of the games. This is unbelievable.
Your station most of the time won't take my calls.
I can't imagine why. Where'd you grow up?
Because I talk trash on a lot of yins up there.
Where did you grow up?
In Pittsburgh, in the West End, in Elliott, PA.
Are you
Are you still a Steeler fan?
I'm
a diehard silver and black man. Get the magazine and everything. Ain't a team I like more. The Rooney's got this team buffaloed. That's why I'm not allowed on the radio, because I tell it the way it is. They got this time buffaloed, folks. Don't keep guys that get in trouble. Okay, I can name Ernie Hope.
How old are you, Tony?
I'm old enough to know better.
Do you remember the Steelers-Raiders rivalry of the 70s?
Believe me. I want buried. I got in my will. I'm getting buried in my Raider jacket.
Well, hopefully not soon.
That's true. And I'll bet you any money on this. My man Adams, he's gone before the Steeler game. He's out the door soon.
Who's your all-time favorite Raider? Mine is probably Clarence Davis.
Probably Jim Otto, because I like this. They were always on. This is how it happened.
You remember Clarence Davis?
Yes. He was a running back. In the sea of hands, baby. And his hands sucked.
Strike that. Tony, my favorite Raider of all time is Lester Hayes. Remember the Stick'Em?
Probably Jim Otto.
Yeah.
We were always on the AFL games because we were one of the better teams. And that's how it happened. I love that. As a kid, you like goofy stuff. And I loved how his number was 00, like his name.
Were you watching the Heidi game the night Namath made the comeback?
Yes. And the game got switched off by NBC, and that's now why football games are shown in their entirety. There's not a Raider game I hardly ever miss. And rest my buddy, Raider Joe, who died about 10 years ago. Childhood friends, we never missed games together. We would be high out somewhere watching our boys all the time.
Thank you, Tony.
I like the silver and black. Like I said, Kenny Stabler is up there, too. The Snake was a bad dude.
Better than Nate Peterman, I'll say that much. Thank you, Tony.
Joe, you got that right, my brother.
That man was a legend. He reminded me of George in Washington when he called Pump.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That was a great call, was it not?
What's with it with Tony's calling the station?
I don't know. That was fantastic. Have we rejected him before?
Not that I'm aware of.
Please don't ever reject him again. I can tell you that much. Wow. That was a tour de Tony, wasn't it? Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. High of 68 today with cloudy skies. Wow. Let's go to the general, shall we? We call him General Patton. Jeff Patton from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week. Contest run every Wednesday through Friday around noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Wonder Twin, do you have a guess as to the card of the week?
I'm going to say it's not going to be Joe Flacco, even though that's the first name that popped into my mind, but maybe.
It popped into my mind, but I'm going to say Devontae Adams. Do you have a guess?
I will say...
Time's a-wasting. Start explaining.
I'll go with Flacco, yes. Former MVP of the Super Bowl.
General, how are you, and what do you got?
Gentlemen, good morning. I appreciate you having me. That Tony's a tough act to follow, though, I'll tell you.
Boy, he was something else, I'll tell you.
Flacco and Devontae Adams are good guesses, but how do you go away from Peter Edward Rose?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
You should have got a 1976 Pete Rose card.
You should have thought of that limit.
As I'm waiting for you guys to come on the air, I look and see that he had 2,547 hits through 1975, and he added another 1,600 after that. So we're going with Pete Rose, the king of memorabilia, too. That's the crossover. He was the first guy to sell massive autographs. He was the first guy. He was the face. As cards were ascending in the 80s, Pete Rose was the face of that because he was breaking the all-time hit record at the time. Now, Mantle and DiMaggio later eclipsed him because they were Yankees, but Rose is the one that kind of put it on the map.
General, you're a wonderful man. I'm going to come in the store. I think you still have money for me from the little trinkets I sold.
I do, and I'm going to have to put interest in there if you don't get up here soon.
I'll be up there. You know what? I'm going to bring limits up there.
I want to go.
Yeah, let's make that a field trip. In fact, we'll be there next week.
In fact, we'll make it one of those sports challenges at Baseball Card Castle.
Yes.
Oh, let's do that. We will do that. We'll be up there next week, General. Thank you.
All right. We'll mark the date. Thank you. See you guys.
There you go. Your chance to win Starkey's Card of the Week comes from going to our website right around noon, Wednesday through Friday, 937thefan.com on our contesting page. All right. Coming up, top of the hour. I always loved it when Ben would be on the rival station an hour before the coach would address the media every week. It was one of the most amazing, like, juxtapositions in all of sports. The quarterback having the first word before the coach every week. And you know Tomlin loved that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.